Thursday morning, we are yelping with Michael from yelp.com.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, sir. There's lots of specialty places here in northern Nevada. Places where you get, you know, either jewelry or clothes or...
That's right.
Boutiques, if you will.
Yeah, you know, the word boutique is like this small and artisan kind of crafty thing, some place where you can express your individual style and also have fun in the process. Usually the staffs of these places know a lot about fashion and they just want to help everyone look a little better.
And that's good.
I think they're helping elevate Reno one t-shirt at a time.
Or other types of clothing.
Correct. And in the cover photo here on this weekly Yelp, you can see racks on racks on racks.
Hey now.
At Isha Casa Grande's The Couture Closet.
Where is this?
That is on Plum in Arlington, right across from Butcher Boy.
Okay.
She is sort of like the city's fashionista.
What?
And so if you want to get personally styled by Isha, you can visit her at The Couture Closet. She has both men and women's clothes, and it's a pretty cool little shop in a nice boutique-y shopping center.
I should do that.
Yeah, she could probably help you out.
Yeah, because I need help.
If you're in Midtown, you could stop by Bad Apple Vintage. They're actually a new shop on 1001 South Virginia Street. What I like here, again, it's a men's and women's shop, but Yelper Michelle T talks specifically about the mix of vintage clothing with newer stuff. They also sell shoes, which is something for a lot of people, that's a collectible item.
Totally, yeah. If you want some not your run-of-the-mill shoes.
That's right. If you're in Southtown and you're into like the Western wear kind of a deal, you could check out Trigger's Boutique. Good friend and Yelper Samantha P stopped in there and picked up a pair of boots over at Trigger's for some line dancing and boot stomping.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're into that, that's a good spot. And then also in the Midtown area at 737 South Virginia Street is Culture. Which I believe is actually C period U period culture, like
right,
that.
Okay.
Yelper McKenna P talks about the wide variety of hard to find niche type fashions that you can find at this place.
Okay.
And also mentioned Savvy Boutique and The Niche, which is over by Costco and the Plum Shopping Center. So there's a ton of places you can find these unique fashions. But really the exciting thing for this week, there's a couple. The biggest one is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival.
Oh, Virginia City.
The Testy Festy.
Balls full of fun.
It is. And we have my Yelp turn, Kate R., and her friend. Of course, you have to have a pair of judges for this event. They will be judging this weekend, seeing who's got the best balls in the West.
All right.
And I'm very excited for that event. The conversation in the lines alone is worth the free price of admission.
Oh, yeah. No, I might have to go. I haven't been there in a while.
Do you have a favorite?
No, not really.
I personally really like Comstock oysters. They do like a cornmeal breaded, garlic butter fried, thinly pounded ball.
Hey, no.
It's delicious.
Okay.
One time a year, it's acceptable to put balls in your mouth.
You say one time a year.
Also this weekend, Broadway comes to Reno, Ragtime. If you're into the musical theater, the Pioneer's been bringing some amazing, amazing events this year. And there's a really fun class over at our friend Tessa's shop, The Nest. She's got an abstract painting class happening this weekend on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And you can find out more at yelp.com/weekly_Yelp.